Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I feel so sorry for the people who heard my sermons in those first 5 years I was a pastor because they were basically nothing more and nothing less than do more, try harder, get better sermons. And I started to realize that I wasn't even able to live up to the standards that I was preaching in terms of the way I wanted the people who were listening to me to live. And it really culminated for me in 2009 when the church that I had planted merged with Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church down here in South Florida. And just being a part of that church merger brought me to the absolute end of myself. And I came face to face with desperation in a way that I had never come face to face with desperation in the past. And right at that same time, my dad, who was also my best friend, was dying in a hospital. And so it just felt like my world was falling apart and there wasn't anything I could do about it. I was not in control. And I just came face to face with my weakness and my desperation. God really broke my legs, and he put me flat on my back, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. And it was during that time that I rediscovered just how necessary the gospel is for Christian people. The gospel is not just for people outside the church. It's not just what people outside the church need to hear. The gospel is what people inside the church need to hear. We never, ever outgrow our need to hear it's finished. And so that I rediscovered what I call the now power of the gospel, that the gospel doesn't just save us from the past and doesn't just save us for the future, but it saves us in the present from things like, you know, fear and anxiety and feeling like I need to measure up to make something of myself, feeling like I need to succeed and perform and win and be on top in order to feel like I matter and all of those things. And I'm telling you, it so radically changed me at the ground level that I pretty much resolved that I would spend the rest of my life preaching one sermon. I've come to this conclusion that preachers are not called to say 10,000 different things. They're called to say one thing in 10,000 different ways. And I wanted from that point forward to preach rest to the weary and heavy laden. Wow. And I wanted the church to become the one place in all of society where weary and heavy laden people could come and find rest. Because what often happens is weary, heavy-laden people come to church to find rest, and what they get instead is a to-do list.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.